Spring Optimization. That's the name of today's little mini clip. But it was an appropriate name given that we are on the precipice of the vernal equinox. That would be on a Sunday, 3/20. It will become spring. Also known as the vernal equinox, the word vernal, of course, from the word verdant, meaning green. One of the most fecundant times of year. We will see the true Satanama in motion, right? We see that cycle of when, of course, in winter, the trees are losing the leaves, and then in the spring, regaining those beautiful green leaves. So for today, whilst I walk, great day, by the way, great sunny day to be alive. I'm taking a walk right now, a little crowded here, so I'm kind of on a bit of a beaten path, or off a beaten path rather, just to record this this little thing right here. It smells real good too. It almost smells like cedar. Yeah, real good. I love these nature smells, you know. Sure beats smog and zog fog. But anyway, for today's little thing, I'm thinking about how a lot of people are always like hip to want to optimize, and typically in the inappropriate direction, maybe go on sort of like crash style of diet or something so they can get, quote, beach ready, or whatever other, you know, mainstream euphemism they want to use for being fit. And of course, that's a good motivation to want to be fit, especially when there's going to be less clothing being worn when it gets warmer and stuff like that. But there are many tomfoolish ways to go about doing that. And of course, there are some wise ways, sustainable wise ways to go about doing that. So for this clip, I just wanted to offer a bit of a discount for anyone who's interested in wellness counseling. And for the whole month, going from 3/20 to 4/20, that whole month from the vernal equinox until Hitler's birthday, I'm going to be offering $20 off for every wellness session. So if anyone out there is looking to upgrade their game physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, sexually, whatever it may be, you can contact me. I'm going to drop the little link in this clip after I, you know, upload it and everything, so you can check out that. And if you're interested, you can email me and we can go forth from there. And as far as I know, I believe I'm the only racial nutritionist out there, or wellness counselor out there. Maybe there's more people, that would be great, but I don't think most people are seeing stuff from this lens, right? Maybe with other races, and that's Jim Dandy. I support this for everybody. You know, I'm a true national socialist and racialist. I'm not, you know, rooted in vitriol and hate for other terrestrial races. It doesn't work like that for me. But I do my specialty for my own race. And especially, I guess, with women, because, well, I am one, so I know a little bit more about what it's like to be a lady than, of course, a man. But I help men as well. And just something I wanted to put out there in case anyone's interested. I typically don't spend too much time promoting myself, but I figured every now and again it's good to drop that in case anyone is interested, because maybe someone's interested and doesn't know the option exists. Just want to put that out there today whilst I'm thinking about spring optimization. And of course, there's so many things we can do to optimize. Now we have this daylight savings thing, which, gosh, it always throws me off. Doesn't matter how old I am, I always feel thrown off by this hour difference. It's almost like you took a flight, you know, and you can't calibrate after this whole daylight savings thing for, like, usually takes me about a week or two. I'm kind of getting used to it now, and it's nice that it's a little lighter later in the day too. But there are a lot of things we can do to optimize ourselves. Keeping a regular routine is a good thing, right? Trying to go to sleep and get up at the same time, that's always good. Keeping hydrated, that's good too. Of course, avoiding, you know, the junky stuff, the junky beverages and the stimulant beverages and the sedative beverages, you know, too many caffeines or alcohols are not serving anybody, especially the older you get, the less it serves you. And I think when we have these habits where we have to utilize a stimulant in the morning and a sedative at night, I think that that can really keep us in a trauma loop. You know, how are we ever going to be able to grow out of these things that we've probably all experienced, some of us to a higher degree than others, if we keep ourselves in that loop of, you know, pumping ourselves up and then deflating ourselves. So something to think about there, simple optimization tips, you know, keeping a regular schedule, not relying on stimulants and sedatives, keeping hydrated, eating regularly, that's a really good one too. None of this fasting nonsense. This is of course something that now the medical community is promoting. So we have to take a quick look at that, or a scrutinizing look at that, just like they're promoting the quote whole plant-based hollow hoax. You know, enough of that stuff. Eat normal, regular food like your ancestors ate. And of course we all have proclivity for different foods based on what we like, you know, what we're used to, those types of things. So you go with that. Keeping lipidated too. Not just hydrated, but people can become delipidated, meaning they're deficient in fats, and oftentimes they are loaded up with the industrial Zio seed oils. We want to really do our best to avoid those as best we can. You know, cooking with saturated lipids, or even utilizing raw lipids like raw butter and raw cream and a little bit of raw olive oil, raw tallow, raw cheeses, whatever it may be for you. These things are good. Meats with the lipids on them, the kidneys with the suet fat, the fat around the kidneys known as suet. So these are all ideas on how to make ourselves really healthy. And of course, having some of fitness practice is good, a meditation practice. I'm particularly privy to Kundalini, and I love doing all types of deep hip stretches. I've been working on that the last couple of days. That's great if you want to get rid of all the junk that we store in that part of the body, like the pelvis, especially us ladies. Do some hip opening stuff. You'll feel a lot more flexible. You'll feel a lot more sexy. And those are good things. You can't really buy your way into flexible or sexy with, you know, herbs and supplements and such. It really has to come from within. So just a couple of tips that you could utilize if you want to optimize yourself, or if you fancy more, you can work with me. So I think I'll sign out now and enjoy the rest of this amazing walk, and we'll be connecting again soon.